Developer Invenergy will work with a contractor to sample the soil in the area where the plant's power transmission line would be. Invenergy says the work is routine. The tests will help engineers plan out their construction. But the Conservation Law Foundation, a strong opponent of the plant, says Invenergy is trying to make the project look further along than it is. Senior attorney Jerry Elmer says for the power plant to be approved by the state, Invenergy needs legal permission from utility company National Grid to build their transmission line.
It is unclear if or when it'll ever happen, and saying that we're going to begin looking at the land is fatuous nonsense.
Rhode Island's Energy Facility Siting Board is holding final hearings on the power plant. A decision is expected this fall. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.